Bells, you know these people, a lot of them don't even know what a pullout game is. They have no idea. We must teach them. We must groom them and let them know how to be next level 11-11 boys like V. Andrew Bello, like the Strangler Steve King, ladies and gentlemen. And I know that it's very tough to make it to the upper echelons. I remember back in the 80s when Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior were cutting promos on each other. And Ultimate Warrior was like, you've walked in the areas where I've walked before. And I didn't understand the mystical meaning behind all of this at the time. Now I do. Because in 11-11 world, you know, everybody else tries to make it up to that level but doesn't exactly make it. We are here to show you how today on WLR. My name is Billy Ray Valentine, and I have the number one Asgardian with me. The sexiest Asgardian without a shadow of a doubt, ladies and gentlemen. V. Andrew Bello, tell these people what's up.
What's going on, people? It's interesting you should talk about pull-out game. I'm coming fresh off a good old-fashioned fuck sesh over here at the Bellominium. And the thunder was a rumbling. The goddess is a slumbering. And we are here in the locker room. Yours truly, the Andrew Bello, your god of thunder, your doctor of Thundernomics, and more importantly, finally, the bell has come back to the Wednesday locker room, Hameen Media Group, the PW Hustle. Shouts to A-Track, shouts to the Professor Chapella, Vera Cruz. I always botched that. I got it right this time. Fuck them anyway. How y'all doing, boys? I'm good to be here. It's WrestleMania week. It's the Wednesday locker room. I almost forgot to be as hyped as I should be, but nevertheless, it's all coming back to me now, and the hype train is a rolling.
Like Celine Dion, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you go ahead and introduce the dude. Go ahead, brother.
Oh yeah, let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen. Our main event of the evening, and he comes to us from the land of the Sun Devil, by way of the Denver airport. He stands at 6 feet, 6.6 inches tall, weighing in at an unbelievably svelte 666 pounds. All fucking biceps.
Damn.
He is the master of the massive memories, the connoisseur of the colossal kajungas, and the hunker of huge hooters. That's still Triple H. He's sexy. No Diddy. He's Stranglery. Strangler. Steve
Boom. Boom. Thank you, my bells. Thank you very much for that wonderful introduction. Again, top tier, my friend. I appreciate it every single week. I can tell you coming off an F sesh because you just got that glow about you, that the bell is in the motherfucking house and that we all got to know it. I heard some weird
stuff. Sometimes you just got to let a bitch know what it is, Striz. Yeah. You know how it goes.
Hey, you know, where I'm from, we call putting them to bed. You done put her to bed. So it's good to see after all these years, you can still put her to bed the right way. So
God damn
you. It's been, you know, it ain't new anymore, Bells. I mean, you know, been around for a minute. So
it's the electricity.
as someone would say, is that they two are still enjoying each other's company.
That's right. In fact, we are.
It's the Bud Light.
Definitely not Bud Light, but you know.
No, I can tell Bell's ain't no Bud Light.
The finest of Malbecs from Argentina. You're fucking goddamn.
I would
uncultured fucking.
I don't know shit about that. You're right, man.
Right.
I have no idea. Talk to me about cheesecake, though. All day long. All right. We can go there. As far as liquor, I have no idea. Anyway, but here we go. Okay. Couple of things I want to talk to the boys about. Couple of things I want to talk to the hoes about. Hey, there are some hoes in this house tonight. What is going on?
Confirmed.
WrestleMania is literally days away. We've been talking about it here on WLR for the better part of a year. We've predicted the whole card up and down. And you can be sure that that's what's going to happen. Whatever Striz says, whatever Bell says, well, not so much Bell, but more or less, about 90%. Whatever I said, that's going to happen. It's going to happen on Saturday and on Sunday.
I'd like the record to reflect that it's mostly because I predict cool, fun shit to happen. And that's usually not what happens.
Right. Which means he does not know what the hell's going on. But all the people here in WLR land, empty out your 401ks right now. Roll them over to the IRAs. This is not
financial advice.
All the money you guys got tied up, you know, in gold and silver. Go cash those things in. Go to Vegas, baby. Let's go make some money. Let's go make some millionaires this weekend. All right. And Billy Ray Valentine and the 11-11 boys, we're going to break it down today and let you know exactly what's going to go down at WrestleMania. Break out your pads and pens, write the things down, especially if you're in financial hardship. This is not financial advice, but you know. Anyway, but I want to talk to the boys about The Rock. I got a question. We've been talking about this for some time. Now, I just want to talk about the phrase, the final boss. The final boss means that you are the last. There is no one comes after you. You are the be-all, end-all, right? How is he the final boss? And Roman Reigns is still hanging around. You understand that there is a giant conflict here that's not being addressed. It's not being addressed. And I feel like Roman Reigns has been made somewhat now, irrelevant is a strong word because he's not irrelevant, but he's been taking a couple of notches down. Nobody's talking about Roman Reigns here. Everybody's talking about The Rock and Cody. That's what they want to see. That's the match they want to see. No one's really talking about Roman. No one's talking about Seth either, but no one ever talks about Seth. But how did Roman get there? How did we get there? What's up, Bells? Tell me something.
Well, the final boss thing makes perfect sense because what's going to happen is this Saturday, The Rock and Roman Reigns are going to defeat Cody Rhodes and Becky Lynch's husband. Then on Sunday, Roman Reigns is going to defeat Cody Rhodes. Oh, and God, the final boss is The Rock, whom Roman Reigns will defeat at WrestleMania 41. That's the story. That's the one that matters. It's the only one that we should be giving a fuck about. And the only reason that it's even being delayed a year is because of the hashtag Cody Crybabies, who, by the way, time to hydrate, motherfuckers, because it's going to get real on Sunday when Roman Reigns pins your boy once more. Acknowledge him and acknowledge reality. This is a stupid ass story. It should have never been told, and it shouldn't end the way that you want it to.
What's up with Michael Davis? How you doing out there, buddy? PW Hustle Zone. What's up, sir? Says it's crazy because Roman was calling himself the final boss a couple of years ago. Do you guys remember this? I do not, but I'm sure if Michael Davis is saying it, it's probably true.
There was an ambiguity about what this phase of The Rock was going to be called. There was an initial push for the High Chief to kind of like throw a little bit of the tribal chief, a little bit of the high chief as his grandfather, you know, Peter Maivia. But then that almost also kind of trumps the tribal chief thing. I think like no matter what he was going to get, he was going to end up kind of like it was going to make it seem like he was a bigger deal than Roman, which I think is ultimately the idea, right? Like you get the long-term story of whether the belt's on the line or not, it's going to be Roman versus Rock at WrestleMania 41 for the real head of the table spot, as it were.
I don't know. I think you guys know that I think this was fucked up, right? They fucked up everything, and now they're trying to patch it up. But they are also counting on the naivete of the WWE universe to let shit slide. And you guys are doing it. You're doing it. You're letting it slide. And it's fine. It's fine. I'm even going to let things slide for a little bit. But I will mention what's going on. Henny Powers says, tell him, Bello. Listen, I want to tell all the people that are listening, everybody that's listening, that's pulling out their 401k, do not listen to the Andrew Bello. Do not listen to Henny Powers. Henny Powers has been thrown into the chopper on several occasions. If you want to make money, if you want to be millionaires 20, 30, 40, 50 times over, all right, don't listen to these guys. We will break it down later on. Now, here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that right now, Roman Reigns does not feel like the center of attention. He does not feel like the guy that's going to main event WrestleMania. And the match was, even if it was going to be The Rock and Roman, it would have still been Roman standing on his own and feeling like it's about him. And I know Roman doesn't give a shit. Ultimately, he's main evented how many WrestleManias? They're trying to pull a fast one on us and say he's going to main event more WrestleManias than Hulk Hogan. That's bullshit. Because there's two main events going on this weekend and he'll main event both of them. That doesn't count. And for the record, guys, if you're main eventing night one of WrestleMania, you're not really main eventing WrestleMania.
Bingo.
Okay? Just the way it is. Who's closing night two? That's the main event.
I will acknowledge the awesomeness of main eventing, quote unquote, both nights of WrestleMania, which your boy Cody is doing, but obviously Roman is doing as a champion going into both matches, which is just kind of crazy in and of itself. I don't think this is what they had pictured when they started doing the two night thing, right? Like, is that they would be doubling down on people doing the matches back to back. I mean, frankly, I think they should load this card the fuck up. It looks like there's only like what, 6 or 7 matches on each night. If you're going to do it, if you're going to do that, there's no reason for it to be two nights. Like, you can do it all in one night with a 14 match card and a 5-hour event and whatever the fuck. Like, there's no reason for you to be doing it the way that they're doing it. But I don't think this was the plan, obviously, which has kind of been the theme of this entire build up to WrestleMania, is like nothing went according to plan. Mm-hmm. So I hope that this is not something that they do moving forward. Like, I think as much as I do think it's bullshit that the Saturday night main event is considered a main event, you should treat those nights separately. Give whatever title, women's match, world title, whatever it is, like, all of the kudos that you get with main eventing a WrestleMania event, whether we think it's a main event or not. Like, I think that should earn its own thing, not be a continuation cliffhanger into the next night. Let's give like a meaningless tag match on Saturday night with all of the people everyone wants to see, and then we'll do all the cool shit on Sunday.
That's what it's always been, though. Anybody who's main evented night one would never really main event night two. You know, that's what it's always been. You know, so night two is the main event. Night two is the main event. Oh, I'm going to go to Striz, and we're going to get the expert opinion in just a second. Man, you're the sexiest Chimera in the history of Chimeras. Half man, half deer, half amazing. He's putting his life savings on Cody. Cody Nation, what's up, Colin Wysong? What's up, Hooper? We're going to be millionaires. Well, I'm already a millionaire several times over. I am Billy Ray Domus. But everybody else who's putting their money on Cody, it's time. It's time to cash in. Striz, what is going on? What are you thinking about this whole deal? Do you think The Rock has overshadowed Roman Reigns?
Oh, yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt, he just sucks up all the oxygen in the room. But that's just when you're a top-notch player for that long, you do that regardless. And you do it unabashedly. You're trained to be the focal point in the room. Anybody who's ever come up as a real worker, and I'm not like a bloodline situation, but when you're trained by old experts and the carnies of the business and the guys who did this every night for a living before you know, the fucking 90s or even the 70s, you learn how to, when you go into a room, command all of the attention. And he's an absolute master of that craft. And why should he take a backseat to Roman if he's able to get more heat? Because look what he's been able to do for the program. But without him, I don't think the program would have had as much heat. And yeah, they made some flubs along the way with booking and everything, and they kind of panned themselves in the corner. But he's done a great job of continuing to add heat where you want to see him get his ass beat, which is great.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what a heel does. On Monday, he did a promo where it was, like I said to you in the group chat, it was like 80% babyface. But you still see by the time Cody comes out there and wants to beat him up that people want to see The Rock get his ass kicked, which is very good.
Right.
But as far as the final boss thing goes, I don't remember Roman being called that, although I don't doubt that they did that. I just don't remember because there's just so much content that it's hard to remember anything. But I do remember about 6 to 8 months ago, there was a Japanese lady worker in NXT that was working a program with then NXT Women's Champion Roxanne Perez, and she was known as the final boss. So it's funny, it's so quickly that they did that with her, and then, you know, it's on The Rock. And I think, well, how would The Rock know about that? But Ava, his daughter, has been in NXT now for a year and a half, so he's watching the NXT product and probably saw it there and went, that's kind of catchy. I like it. I think I'll use it for me. Obviously, 200 times the amount of people watch the WWE product over the NXT product. So most people will never even know or remember that, they use that in NXT in the women's division for, you know, a program. But it works great on The Rock. It works better on him than it does on anybody else because you look at him and he looks like the final boss. And as far as being called the high chief, if you go back to the thing in Vegas where both sets, you know, the babies and the heels came out and Roman and The Rock show their bloodline in the family tree. The Rock's name is there as Rock, you know, Dwayne Johnson, but it also says in parentheses, he is the high chief. He's been dubbed high chief. High Chief Shiuli, I believe is his name is. And so they could have said, you know, Roman could have been the final boss and he could have been the high chief because that's how it is, but he's both. But they're going with the final boss thing on TV. But as far as the bloodline thing goes, he is a bona fide tribal chief. I mean, high chief, like his grandfather, Peter Maivia. Here's why I think they're going with the final boss thing with The Rock. Because once Mania is passed and Cody does get his moment in the sun and he becomes the Universal Champion and everything, and Roman goes off into the sunset because his thing was, if I lose, I'm leaving. And as we all know, nothing in wrestling is forever.
Right.
But at least he leaves for now, just like Seth and Becky, apparently, what I'm thinking. But Roman is gone. Cody is the new Universal Champion. And the number one heel is going to be The Rock, who wants to save face, get his heat back from doing, you know, the favors. So my guess, you know, we had talked about this a few weeks ago, but we were talking about SummerSlam. I think that Cody's going to defend the Universal belt against The Rock at SummerSlam because SummerSlam is another stadium show, and they're going to sell a lot of tickets for that, and I think that's going to be a hell of a fucking match, which is why they're starting the heat now with Cody versus The Rock. It's already kind of like, it's already baked into the cake, the stuff with him and Roman and their past, and you'll see all that in the B-roll leading up to the match, but they're already planting the seeds for Cody Rock singles. And I think that's what's going to happen. They're already foreshadowing that for SummerSlam. I think The Rock walks out with the belt. Now, there's a lot of time in between SummerSlam and the next Mania. It's the longest time of the year, it feels like. Because a lot of, from SummerSlam to Royal Rumble, it always feels like a big sleeper and all the mid-card guys finally get top programs and keep the mechanics working as they roll into the road for WrestleMania in January.
Right.
But this time around, they're going to spend all that time having Cody's rematches trying to get that belt back. And maybe he does at one point and drops it back or whatever. But I really think that the main business will be when they get to SummerSlam, Cody versus The Rock. The Rock wins the Universal belt. They have their rematches over the next period of 6 months, finalizing in a War Games match or some sort of Hell in a Cell match like they've been doing on Survivor Series. They'll be closed in a Hell in a Cell or a cage-like thing. You can't have War Games every year, so if you want to have a cage, you have a one-on-one match for the Universal Belt, The Rock in the cage with Cody Rhodes, one-on-one, no entrance, no leaving, just, you know, double color in the match and everything, okay? The Rock slips over, keeps the belt, heading into WrestleMania season, Who comes back as number 30 at the Royal Rumble? Roman Reigns, to recapture what was his, because they end up having heat because of the shenanigans from night one at WrestleMania this year, where, you know, they actually, the heels go over but cause the shenanigans on the next night. Something happens to the heels. They slip on a banana peel. Cody takes advantage at main WrestleMania night two, wins the belt. There's that face up between Roman and Rock that never gets solved until you see him again in January at the Royal Rumble. And Roman wins the Royal Rumble. They go into the WrestleMania 41, Roman versus The Rock, Tribal Chief versus the Final Boss in the ultimate last man standing or whatever the fuck they want to do, which they can take from there. And scene. Sorry, that was a promo, but
that was dope.
That's how I see everything kind of falling into place for the next year.
So check this. Next level analysis here on WLR. Next level scholarship. Next level professional wrestling insight being given right now. Please, please take into account.
They don't even charge anything.
Here's what Striz did, I should say. Single-handedly exposed The Rock right now for stealing the Final Boss from somebody in NXT, somebody that could have really used it.
No.
Some person out there instead of propping that person up, The Rock says, "No, I'm stealing that. Thank you very much. Thank you for exposing it. Thank you for exposing it, Striz. I really appreciate that."
You're welcome. She's not there anymore.
He appropriated it, which right. is different yes. because it yes. is much more appropriate with a motherfucker like The Rock than it is some bitch in NXT.
That sounds like double speak for I stole your shit and you can't do anything about
that's
it. But that's besides the point. That's besides the point. So here is point two. May I offer an alternative route to WrestleMania 41? Here's what goes down. Cody Rhodes walks out of 40 with the title. I think that's hands down. Hooper and Mandir and Colin and I, we're going to be millionaires. And we're going to, the Bahamas, and we're going to celebrate. You know, it's going to be crazy, right? So that's going to happen. Then Cody Rhodes goes over to SummerSlam against The Rock, against the Final Boss, a moniker that he stole from some girl at NXT, right? And they are wrestling each other. And the Final Boss is about to go over on Cody Rhodes because he's beating the crap out of Cody. People are already teetering on the Cody hate. You're going to get some boos going on and all that. But what's going to happen is at the end of that, before that match gets called, Roman Reigns comes out, interferes with the match so Cody Rhodes could go over. Cody is going, the plan right now, unless something goes horribly south, Cody is going from pillar to post, from year to year. He's going to the next Mania. CM Punk will win the Royal Rumble, and it's going to be Cody Rhodes versus CM Punk night one or night two because it's the WWE title. But quite frankly, the Final Boss and the Tribal Chief, it's a huge main event. It could be night two or night one, and I think that's going to be Mania 41. It's going to be both of those guys, all four of those guys involved in the main event. How we get there, I don't know. But I think that's the optimal way of putting on a show. Let's see if CM Punk can hold up, you know, and let's see what happens with Cody, because another year, actually after completing the story, is the real test if people are going to turn on him or not. I want to see what develops. It's going to be an interesting year. What's up, Bells? Go ahead.
Yeah, they're going to turn real quick. He should turn before they do, and I think he will. But that's not there. I'm going to kind of, since we're all busting out our crystal balls.
It's still very muffled all of a sudden. Is that just me, Strid?
No, it's kind of muffled, yeah.
Am I a little muffled? Are we
good? No, it's good. No, it's good.
All right. Since we're all busting out the crystal balls here, I'll kind of extrapolate a little bit on what both of you said. It looks like, you know, coming out of this WrestleMania here, we're looking at a SummerSlam that probably is going to feature Rock versus Cody and Drew versus Punk, which kind of creates a really interesting scenario, because then you maybe have the possibility of either Seth or Roman coming back interfering in either one of those matches or showing up like at the end, you know, of the night or whatever it is. Maybe Rock does beat Cody and then Roman shows up and everyone's like, ooh, ah, or some chicanery occurs where Punk beats Drew and now Seth returns and everyone's like, ah, all right, we see where this is going. They could do both of those things for all we know, but there's kind of a lot of interesting paths that they, you know, that they've kind of carved out for themselves here. And I think, you know, whether everyone likes it or not, none of this happens if Cody Rhodes is the absolute focal point and center point of all of this, without a CM Punk return, without a fucking Rock return and coming in and overriding anything. Like, we don't have 5-6 stars, quote unquote, like at the top of the card here, that's all of a sudden interesting. This is just like a modge podge of 20, you know, 13 fucking mid carders that are just like the only people we have left because Cena's off shooting movies now. Without The Rock, without CM Punk, this is all nothing. And even though Punk's not even around, he makes this thing interesting by just appearing on podcasts and showing up to cut promos and whatever the fuck he's going to do commentary at WrestleMania. It'll probably be one of the most entertaining things that happens on the entire two-night event. But, you know, Cody Rhodes, whatever.
So before we get into our WrestleMania predictions, tell me about the CM Punk interview with Ariel Helwani. What's up?
Well, yeah, some of it was interesting. You know, but there's a weird thing. Like, I like Punk, right? Like, I'm a fan of Punk. I put Punk, and he would hate this, I'm sure, but I put him in that kind of same cult of personality type personality, as it were, as like a Trump or a Kanye, where I very much like and appreciate most of what they say all the time. But there is, even as a diehard supporter of the band, a certain level of skepticism to the authenticity of which the words that are coming out of his mouth, right? But that said, I will say in this particular interview, you know, he was probably more transparent than ever before. Like, he kind of just straight up talks about, like, you know, not only the business itself, but just straight up says, like, look, like, I, whatever you think, like, I'm making money. And like, it usually when people talk about how much skin they have in the game and things along those lines, can usually take them for their word, unless, of course, we can prove that they just happen to be lying about that particular skin in the game. But we all know he has it, right? Like, he's in the business. He's trying to make as much money as possible, whether it's for the love of the art form or the love of the fans or just the fact that he can run his mouth and he's found his niche. And this is the way that he could generate the most possible money for himself. It's almost inconsequential, but he goes into pretty deep detail, as much as I guess he can, about some of the ways that he left AEW, the whole thing with Jack Perry. It seemed, you know, as most Punk interviews do, pretty authentic, pretty genuine. You know, I guess at this point, it just kind of depends on your particular level of skepticism when it comes to what comes out of Punk's mouth. But I found it pretty interesting. I'm only like halfway through it, at least at the moment, but I've seen some of the clips online, and I mean, listen, the things that he's saying are not irrational or hard to believe. The fact that the clowns, quote unquote, as he put them, at AEW are in fact clowns is not that fucking hard to believe. So whether it's the reality of the situation or not, he's in a very easy spot to lie about this, because again, he's talking about fucking clowns that run a circus, and Tony, you know, Khan is Ringling Brother Light. And it's, you know, we've seen already, just as he's come to WWE, how you can almost tell how he almost like outwardly it exudes this feeling of like, ah, finally I'm amongst adults again. And now, you know, when he says stuff like this in the interview, again, it's totally believable. How true it is, I don't know. But the clowns on the opposite side of the story have kind of painted themselves in a light to where they're very easily framed in the way that Punk wants everyone to believe that they're behaving. So, I you know, kind of, you know, points well, to Punk.
As of right now,
he's the most credible source, weirdly enough.
I never found CM Punk to tell lies. You know,
tell me when I'm telling lies.
Right. You can disagree with him. You know, you may not like the way he goes about things, but he doesn't exactly lie about stuff, you know? So, yeah, I believe it 100%. I haven't even heard it. I believe that he's talking whatever the truth is. You know, his ultimate conclusion on those truths is something else, you know, but what he's saying, is it true? Yeah, probably. I'm right now a big fan of CM Punk. That can change at a moment's notice. But right now I'm like, I'm loving everything he's doing, everything he's brought to the table. I love what he did to Drew McIntyre. I love Drew McIntyre. I just love it. Everything he's doing. When he came back at a Survivor Series, it was crazy. It was like the highlight of my wrestling year. And I hope they do War Games every year now at SummerSlam. I mean, at Survivor Series.
If this is Cody Rhodes' WWE, War Games must be a part of it.
Yeah, I hope they do it. Striz, what's up with CM Punk? I know you haven't heard the interview, but quick thoughts before we jump into predictions so everybody can make millions and millions and millions of dollars. Tell them what's up.
I'm looking forward to listening to it. Thanks for sending that link, Bells, before the show started. I'm really looking forward to listening to it. I did the one clip I did hear, which is probably the one that everybody heard that went around, was him talking about, you know, choking Jack Perry when he came back to the locker room, because, you know, and somebody in the chat was saying, you know, he talks about being professional and then choking Jack Perry. But let me understand. I got to get you, you know, into the mind of a wrestler. Sometimes a motherfucker needs to be choked out. That's literally as simple as it gets.
Right.
And yes, that is being professional, because in this industry, sometimes a motherfucker just keeps on shooting his fucking mouth off until he needs to get the fuck choked out. Now, that's not wrestling specific. Everybody has that person at their job that they look at them and go, motherfucker, if I could get away with wrapping my fingers around your throat and squeezing as hard as I fucking could, I'd knock you the fuck out today if I could.
Bello says that about me, dude.
Every now and then.
That's true.
Hey, what do you think?
Billy Ray has had that for me here in the locker room, yes.
Yeah, I've been known to, you know, put my arms around a couple people's necks and squeeze. I wouldn't be the strangler if I wasn't. So.
Right, absolutely.
But anyway, that's just the way it is. You know, like you said, Billy Ray, I am enjoying CM Punk because I tend to enjoy the company of authentic people. Right. And I just think that he doesn't need to have a line of bullshit. I used to work for a promoter in New England at NWA New England. His name was Tony Rumble. He's since passed away. And we were talking once and I said, are you ribbing me? Are you lying? And he's like, I don't lie. I said, oh, yeah? He goes, I don't. And you'll find this out about me. This is when we're first getting to know each other. He goes, I have the shittiest memory. I could never remember my lies. So I can only tell you the truth. And I thought, that's a good fucking line. I'd never heard that before. And he was a straight shooting dude. Never pull fucking anything on you because, like he said, he had a terrible memory. He could never, if he had like Vince or Bruce Prichard, like they couldn't tell the truth. They'd eat Rice Krispies for breakfast and tell you they had tricks just because they don't have the ability to ever tell the truth, no matter how simple it is. It's always going to be some skewed line just because they just can't do it. But like Punk, I don't think is like that at all. He's the antithesis of that. He's just going to tell you what's on his mind. And if you can't deal with that, that's on you.
Right.
Yeah. So I can respect that. I'm very much the same way. When I was running the locker room at 2CW, the boys knew, yeah, I'm not here to fucking fluff your ego. It's simply not going to happen. We're doing business here. And, you know, once the guys figure out that you're not doing things just to serve your own ego and you're doing things to make the show better, then, you know, everybody falls in the line and they get it after a while. The ones that don't stick around. So Punk was probably trying to do that in AEW when he went there and just saw, like you said, the clown show. You're like, God, there's going to be some adults around here. And it felt like he had to be the daddy of the room. And, you know, push came to shove and we had too many people in a positions of, a, you know, quote unquote authority,
right,
who aren't going to, you know, be the adult of the room. And you got, sometimes you're just going to take the job and say, all right, listen, you know, you fucked up too many times and I'll come and get your spanking. So they don't like doing that there at AEW. They just let the inmates run the asylum, and which is why the show is on its best days. On its best days, it's terrible.
Yeah,
man. It's unfortunate because, you know, I have a system for Tony Khan to win at wrestling. I have a great idea for him on how he could actually beat WWE, but you know, if he's not in it to either
he doesn't get
the number one thing or to make money at this. This is literally just a wet dream that he's had since he was 8 years old. And he has an unlimited amount of resources to do that. And it just happens that we all get to watch it because he put it on real TV.
He doesn't get it, unfortunately. Look at this. Like Okada, I think it was Colin that was saying this. Okada and Mercedes Moné and everybody else he signed, man, for
both. Yeah, I think those numbers were inflated. There's no way that Mercedes is getting $10 million bucks a year.
No, I think it's $10 million for 3 years or $10 million for 4 years, something like that. Yeah. It's still a boatload of money.
But it's essentially nothing to him.
Right. Yeah, you're right. You know, and you've gone through that. It is absolutely nothing to him. But he's not maximizing what he can do here. He has Will Ospreay sitting there and he doesn't know how to book him. Like, you know, it may seem like common sense to some, but it's just not. It's just not common sense. Apparently, Colin was saying that he lost. He got rid of some people. I don't know who he got rid of. Colin.
Yeah, I didn't hear that either, but I saw him.
Got rid of the boys.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is that the boys?
I don't know. A bunch of other guys, but the boys were the big loss. Really.
Nah, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. Henny Powers says fact Striz. So Henny Powers has bigged up Bells.
Thanks, Henny.
And Striz right now. Nothing for BRV.
Yeah, it's incredible. Right. Nothing. Powers. And it deserves so. Can you get Colin's comment up here too? Colin's got one about somebody apparently jumped into the ring and got choked out. This is a classic example of what should happen if there's a squatting situation, right? Like these guys tried to squat in the ring, and instead of getting rights to the property, they were choked the fuck out, which is exactly what should happen. So bravo to the professional wrestlers of the world holding it down for property rights everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Have either of you guys ever choked somebody out?
A couple of times I choked him out. Patriot, I choked out Iron Patriot on several occasions. Iron Patriot talks mad shit.
He does about you, and I don't know why with the heat.
Mad shit, but when we were face to face and I choked his ass out, he wasn't saying nothing. He wasn't saying, he was like, tap out, leave me alone, BRV, you're Billy the Kid. He was saying all types of stuff like that. I'm like, yo, just step over there, no diddy. So no way BRV is a flip-flopper. Yeah, that just means if something's good, I'm going to acknowledge it. I don't stick to shit that's going down the hole, okay, Iron Patriot, and that's what you do apparently, but you're good. You're here. So you're clearly a very sexy individual if you're tuning into WLR.
True.
And so is everybody up and down the chat. Are we ready to get into WrestleMania? Or do we want to continue to talk a little bit about AEW? You guys let me know. We got two nights of WrestleMania going on.
No.
What are we doing, Bells?
I just want to close with the CM Punk semi-quote. I'll paraphrase what he said at some point during this interview, which was, if you're more worried about some Stooges star rating than you are your quarter-filled arena, we're not in the same business. Which is like just sums up everything I thought was going on over there, like perfectly. So thank you, Mr. Brooks, for the education and the insight.
Bello, when I was talking about choking people out, I didn't necessarily mean the Goddess of Thunder.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she is not the only one. I have choked out several, friends growing up performing a good old fashioned sleeper hold. Yeah, I got the Chief J Strongbow method, if you will. Yeah, just fucking knocking dudes out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's wrestling's what? Fake, huh? Yeah, get over here. Yeah. Gotcha.
Looks like we just got a $1.99 from Scott Woodford.
Scott Woodford, you know what?
That's going BRV.
What's going on?
The what's the name of that place? The cheeseburger and Soupland or whatever the name of our diner.
Cozy Soup and Burger Fund. We're gonna do it when we get back together.
What's the name of that diner? I'm following on Facebook now.
Cozy Soup and Burger, right?
Cozy Soup and Burger.
Hopefully, I'll see Striz on Saturday. It'd be pretty dope to get out there, man. Like,
so excited.
Mainly, to buy you a meal before WrestleMania, that would be dope. Man.
I got to address Scott here. We got 199 here. I choked out 8-track with jokes. I gotta call bullshit like either one way or the other. That's highly unlikely because Track is a very, very large, very angry man, and he is highly unlikely to be silenced in any way, shape, or form. But if in fact you were to somehow silence 8-track Brown, you would have gotten way more than $199 out of the deal, and motherfuckers would have paid you millions of dollars to silence this dude, and you only kicked us $199.
Well, I will say in his defense, and you're absolutely right, Bells, and you know this from firsthand experience. You're talking out of experience here, but Scott Wolford did drop me like $5 once to mute 8-track Brown. So in essence,
he
did shut him up.
You know
and
what?
I did mute him. Well, he was screaming at the top of his lungs.
He can be silenced. Who
Scott
knew?
Wolford is a very sexy individual. He gets it. Mystery level schools, shouts super intellect. A freaking Albert Einstein, Nikola Tesla, you know, the whole deal. Newton, you name it, bro. This guy, Scott Wolford. All right.
Is 8-track bigger or smaller than Big Ray?
He's smaller than Big Ray, but not by much.
Yeah.
Yeah, not by much. 8-track, he's a big dude and he's freaking crazy. I've been having to deal with him my entire life.
He didn't want to meet me in New York. He was afraid of this motherfucker right here.
Striz is no joke. Also,
it's also kind of, in fairness, hard to tell because Ray's obviously a little bow-legged.
I got a picture of all of us together. I'm gonna send it to you. Do you still have that when we went to
New York,
in Jersey? Not us. Not us.
I have it somewhere. It's on my dead hard drive in my drawer here. Okay,
I got to find it. I'm going to send it to Striz, me and Bells.
I think
anybody know how to find, get data off of a busted hard drive? This is, I'm going to use my resources here.
For dead iPhones.
At the Antrobello on the X.
There I literally have 10,000 pictures on 2 dead iPhones that I would love to get pictures off of, but the screens are broken and I just can't access them. So I'd love to be able to get those fixed and get the pictures off of there. They'd be great.
So let's do this.
Uh-oh.
Night one of WrestleMania. So if there's two nights, like I said, if you're main eventing night one, you're not really main eventing WrestleMania, but we will touch on that in a second. Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch is the first match up. Could have been a WrestleMania night one pseudo main event, but here we are. I think Ripley goes over. What's up, Shriz?
I think Rhea keeps the belt and solidifies her spot at the top girl and turns babyface very shortly thereafter and becomes top female baby.
Bells, what's
gets out of and literally breaks out of Judgment Day because
that's
this
coming.
Point is holding her back.
Right, that's coming. Bells, what say you?
I'm with you. I think Rhea over. I don't know necessarily that she's going to break from Judgment Day so much as I'm kind of foreseeing a full Judgment Day babyface swing, and that they can maybe be kind of foils for maybe Drew McIntyre on the opposite end of this Seth feud here for a little while until Punk, you know, kind of ultimately rolls around. But I'm not married to this theory, although I am married to the fact that Rhea is going to beat Becky.
All right. There you have it. What do we got next? Gunther versus Sami Zayn. Le Ring General versus Sami Zayn. Hey, man, I'm going with Gunther, bro.
Yeah.
I think Gunther retains. I really don't see a reason why Sami Zayn should win this belt. I feel bad for him. But I think Gunther retains. Striz, what's going on?
Yeah. The best story is Gunther retains and moves on, gets a brand new Intercontinental belt post-Mania, and retires the one that they have. Because the better story is not Sami Zayn winning the belt, but Chad turning on Sami during the match and them having a program afterwards.
Right. I agree, man. Bells, what's up, buddy?
I'm leaning towards Gunther retaining for a couple of reasons. Mostly because I think there's like three tracks here, and I think two of them involve Gunther retaining. Like, one is Gunther just kind of retains and holds this thing for a while, and maybe even has this belt going into that event in Germany in the fall, and is going up against whoever has the world title. They do like a title versus title thing. Maybe they just have him main event as the Intercontinental Champion for whatever reason. There's a part of me that thinks like, okay, maybe he loses this title at some point at Mania or in the near future, and then they you know, leave him off TV for a little while, build him back up before that main event in Germany where he'll get a world title shot and maybe even wins it at that point. Maybe that's, you know, Cody. Maybe that's Drew.
Gunther versus Drew. Yeah. That makes sense.
Be fantastic. Right, it'd be a great match regardless of the outcome. But, you know, all of that is possible with or without this belt. I'm inclined to think you keep it on him. Like, I think you keep it on him until somebody steps up and is worthy of taking it from him. Most likely candidate, in my opinion, is probably Bron Breakker at some point in the next 6 months, but not.
You're right.
Not
Braun Steiner. Let's do it. Right. I'd love to see it. And I want him to roll through freaking Gunther like the Ultimate Warrior did. Even though Gunther's a beast, man. You know, so
that's what makes it so great. Then Breakker's made.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. So we got the six-pack challenge, or whatever the hell they call this thing, tag match. The Judgment Day, which are the champions against DIY that no one, I mean, literally turned off the television heat. Johnny Gargano, bro. I see him and I'm done. It ruins the whole experience for me. I might skip this match as a result, or maybe just skip his entrance and forget he's there. And Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, the Awesome Truth is in the match. The New Day is in the match. A-Town Down Under. I love that tag team. I love both of those guys together. They're hilarious. And the new Catch Republic. BRV is going with Awesome Truth. I think it's just right. It has to happen. I think they're going to win. I think the people want them to win. Huge pop at Mania with The Miz and R-Truth getting their hands on that belt. What's up, Bells?
Nah, fuck. I hope you're right. In a weird twist of events, I hope you're right. Yeah, I hope the Awesome Truth somehow pulls this out. I don't really know. I don't really have any skin in the game here other than the fact that my man The Miz is in this match, and I obviously always hope that he somehow comes out on top. The amount of former NXT talent in this is hilarious. Like, you know, somebody who used to cover NXT in its heyday. Like, I'm looking at Finn Balor, Damian Priest, Gargano, Ciampa. Even The Miz was technically NXT talent in its early days. You know, Xavier Woods, Pete Dunne, Tyler Bate, all this stuff. It's fantastic. So ultimately, I think this is going to be a fairly entertaining match. How could it not be with all these personalities in there? And Awesome Truth. Why not? Let's do it.
Yeah, Awesome Truth has to win. And Henny Powers gave me some props today. He found it in the bottom of his heart, the kindness of his heart to say something nice about me, even though I support Cody Rhodes. I feel you. I really appreciate it. Next time you say something crazy, we will not put you in the chopper, Henny Powers. You are the dude. Plus, when I put up your comment, it covers Bello's face. It's fantastic.
It does. Yeah. Before we kick it to Striz here, I just do want to comment on how sad of a fall it is, has been for DIY. Like, look, I mean, I like Gargano. I like Ciampa. I certainly don't think either one of these guys deserves a sniff at a world title necessarily, but like some of the work that they did in NXT, both against each other and against American Alpha, against the Revival, against AOP, against, you know, some of that shit was like some of the more fantastic tag team wrestling I've ever seen in my markety mark ass opinion, and now it's just kind of, you know, fucking what is it, a 12 man spit swapping tag team ladder match at Super Slam. You know, oh how the mighty have fallen, if you will.
Yes, I get it. Striz, who's winning this match?
Well, I'm not sure if either of you guys caught this, but when they were talking about the match, Michael Cole said that both sets of the tag belts have to be retrieved. And we've seen 100 ladder matches for the tag belts, and obviously it's always been that way.
You're going to get a splitsy?
So what's them get? Yes, they're setting up for a split. And Raw and SmackDown will have their own tag team champions.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. Right. Go ahead.
I think Miz and Truth get one set, and I think that Ozzy and Austin Theory get the other set.
Nice.
So we'll have a babyface on one show, heels on the other show, but the titles will finally be split.
We need new tag belts. Nice one. Please.
When I heard there was a new set made last year, but they never got debuted.
Due to your knowledge, do they look like, you know, like the world title, the women's world title.
No, no. Well, what I was told was it was a unified tag team belt, so they didn't have to have the four belts. It would just be two. One, you know, the unified tag team championship, and what they would, it was something that looked similar to what the women's tag belts look like now, but they never went with it for whatever the reason was. So maybe they decided not to have the one unified thing and decided, no, let's just split them up. So. But I did hear that there's going to be a bunch of new championship belts revealed either at Mania or after Mania. So we'll have to see what goes. But I do think that when Michael Cole said that, that was the Iggy that the belts are being finally split up between the shows again, which is good because the tag division needs it. And it gives everybody something else to work for rather than like when New Day had them forever or when the Usos had them forever and every other tag team that's not in a program with those champions is essentially just forgotten about, or they do the job to other people in singles matches, you know? So having the both sets is good. If they wanted to go with just the one set, so long as those champions can be on both shows, I don't have a problem with that, but you can't just have it on one show. You have to have it on both shows.
I agree. Before we move on to Jimmy and Jey Uso, by the way, Jey Uso and all of us agree, I can, spoiler alert. Speaking of titles, speed title, what the fuck is this? What is the deal with this?
The speed title is going to be speed is the show that's going to be on X. They're taping the first one, I believe, before SmackDown this Friday, and it's going to be very short, 3-minute matches, and they're going to have a title for it. And this is where I think since they've been putting Ricochet over a lot very recently, the last month or so, I think he's going to be the first speed champion because they're having a title just for that. For the show on X, yeah.
So they're timed matches, like they're 3-minute matches. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like any of that.
Neither do I. I don't think it'll last, but at least they're trying things. You gotta throw shit at the wall. You know what I mean?
And Ricochet has the people behind him right now.
Yeah, the people still like him when he goes over. He gets over. He does the bumps. Kids like him. Yeah. He's fun to watch. He just does a shit promo. If he could and I was saying this to my wife when we were watching him the other day, I'm like, if he could just get his promos to where they need to be, man, he'd be great. But then, like, people have said, oh, he's going to be Prince Puma again. He doesn't need to do the promos, but no, you do need to do the promos. Yeah. You can't just be, you got to be able to connect to the audience and they want to hear your voice and get behind you. But this is the spot.
I think you could have made him a low tier main eventer if he had a good promo.
Absolutely.
The promo would have changed everything for him. It's the promo that really killed him in WWE. And I mean, with the in-ring work, like yesterday, the crowd was dead. It was one of the worst Monday Night Raws in the history of the company last night. But the crowd was freaking dead. Ricochet got him alive. He got them back.
He brought him up.
Yeah, he brought them back. So there's that. All right. And probably the least interesting match of the night. Well, there's a couple actually, but there's Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. I could care less. Couldn't care less. Jey Uso wins.
Doesn't matter.
That's it. Yeah, exactly.
They'll hug up afterwards, and they'll be back together.
Mid-card Jey Uso. Over.
Yeah. Fantastic. Striz, you picked Jey, right? Also?
I don't even think I picked the guy. Yeah, I'll go with Jey because he's the baby face. Yeah. It doesn't really matter, though. But Jimmy's been completely forgettable without Jey.
Yeah.
And has had like literally no matches, and it doesn't matter. It literally has no fucking bearing on anything. Right. Brother matches, unless it's Owen and Brett, I couldn't give a fuck because they were the best to ever do it. Luckily, they were the first. They set a very high bar, and the Hardys didn't get it when they did it together, and nobody else will either. And I saw the Briscoes work each other when they were teenagers. And it wasn't, you know, obviously they were still very green at the time, but you know, unless you're Brett and Owen, I couldn't care less.
Right. And this was kind of rushed, I think. And I don't think anybody cares. All right. And Bianca Belair, Jay Cargill, and Naomi versus Damage Control. Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Dakota Kai, who should not be in the picture, but she is. This is another match I could care less about. I hope. Come on. We know who's winning this match, right? Jay Cargill is going to kill someone
Yes.
and pin them, and that's going to be the end of it. Bells, what's up?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, part of me kind of wants Damage Control to win this match just to like create the illusion that like EO is going to retain, right? Like you build a little momentum, like maybe you build some drama between Bianca and Jade, or Naomi and Jade, or Naomi and Bianca, or just turns into like a hot black woman cat fight on that side. Who knows? Like anything is possible. But yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting match that they just threw together out of nowhere, right? Like I remember at some point I thought I saw Bianca versus Tiffy was going to be on the card, and it evolved into this somehow.
Yeah.
So I'm confused. Aroused, I'm befuddled. I don't really know what to say about this, but yeah, sure. Babyface is up.
All right. Striz, what's up? Who you got?
I want the chat to play Fuck, Marry, Kill with right. Bianca, Jade, with and both Naomi. Teams,
for that matter.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. But first, these gorgeous women of color, these Nubian princesses, they're all so beautiful and gorgeous and perfect in every single way that you can imagine. Okay. I don't even know where I'd begin, but I think I'd have to say...
I got this one easy.
You go first, Bell, because I'm literally at a loss.
Yeah, then this one's an easy one for me. I'm going to I'm gonna fuck Bianca. I'm gonna marry Naomi, and I'm definitely killing Jade Cargill. Way too muscular for me.
That's exactly
is on the muscular side, but God, those ass cheeks could crack coconuts.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would marry
Naomi. She's so muscular, she by comparison almost makes Bianca look not that muscular, which is fucking staggering to even say.
Amazing. Yeah, because she just won a figure competition like 5 months ago. Bianca did. And can't. It's unbelievable. They're all A plus gorgeous to me. But I mean, thought it'd be funny to see the chat, who they put in that situation.
It's going to be me, Naomi, and all of the spoons from, Until Death Do Us Part.
That is an ass that just does not quit.
No, everybody's, no. Everybody, Henny Powers is right there with us, Bells. Striz, what would you do? Did you pick?
I matched what Bello said.
Oh, yeah. So we are all there. We're all with the same.
It's just the correct answer at this point.
Yeah, I think it's just the right answer.
Yeah.
Let's see what everybody else has to say. And if you don't say anything, we're just going to assume it's a Diddy thing. So
keep that in mind. Just assume you're on that Diddy tip.
Right. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but we'll assume that. Okay. Even though if you're doing it like Diddy, there's something wrong with that.
A-Track is calling me off for saying a hate crime just because I said Nubian princess. Or Nubian. No, I have respect for the sister and the brother. When I see gorgeous women, it doesn't matter to me what color they are.
Because it doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. They're gorgeous as gorgeous.
Gorgeous is gorgeous, and that's it.
Yeah, love is love.
Lust the is Latin lust. World Order, Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee, Latino World Order versus Santos Escobar and X-Con Dirty
Don. Multiple people matches, man. Too many.
Yeah, they really packed this in. Even
it's like an ECW house show.
I think this is going to be good. Listen, I want to see that deadbeat Rey Mysterio get his ass kicked. He's got it coming. For so long, he was, a stiff in his poor kid. Had him, he bought him a BMW, then he took him back.
Yeah.
He asked for a PS5. He got him a PS2 instead. This guy Rey Mysterio is a real piece of shit, bro. He needs to get his comeuppance. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen at Mania. I think it's Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee go over, even though I would love for Dominic to go. But something's going to happen here with
Judgment Day. Oh, I made a mistake. Mike Simmons is not A-Track. My bad. I just saw the name Mike.
Mike Simmons. It's all good.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry, yeah. Mr. Simmons, if you are a mister.
What's up, Mr. Simmons? How are you? I see something here happening with the Judgment Day in this match. Something's not going to be good here. Anyway, but that's it. I'm taking Ray Ray and Dragon Lee. Bells, what say you?
No, I just want to, I'm going to take Ray Ray and Dragon Lee as well. I just want to reiterate, or I guess emphasize, really, maybe this is the first time we've brought this up, is that not only is Rey Mysterio a terrible father, like a given at this point.
Right.
But I mean, here's the worst part about Rey Mysterio, right? Is that he's maybe the greatest luchador of all time in many people's eyes. He's also the worst luchador of all time. This motherfucker's been mask on, mask off, mask on, mask off, going to hockey games, blah, 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 chilling with Bailey. Like, you know, this guy is just, this is like, he's almost a disgrace. Then his son comes into the wrestling game, doesn't even make him wear a hood. Like, what kind of millennial ass parenting is this shit? This is embarrassing. He's a terrible parent. He's a terrible luchador. He's a terrible human being. That said, he's going over a WrestleMania with Dragon.
Agreed 100%. Bell, this is too much agreeing between you and
yeah,
I.
Yeah, it's
you know, it's almost like normal. This entire WrestleMania, you know what they did is they were like, well, since we completely gave away the fucking finish for this event, let's give away all the finishes and make these storylines as obvious as possible, because we got so thrown off by our boring ass storyline that we're going to be pushing really, really hard at the top of the card. We're just gonna, you know, mail it in with the rest of this shit. Like, yeah, sure, the Usos will fight. They haven't seen each other in 9 months, but fuck it. Yeah, they're hot. That feud's hot. Let's go for it.
Yeah, it's rough.
Did you give a pick, Shriz? I don't know if you did.
No, I'm gonna go with Ray and Dragon Lee because the office is really, really high on Dragon Lee.
Yeah.
And I think he's a good hand, he's a good young talent and everything. I don't see what the office sees him, but I'm not there every day. So, you know, but they're really looking to put the you know, rocket behind this kid and give him a big push. So let's see what happens with it. But
if you will, I think that the Dragon Lee thing actually has a lot to do with Dom Dom, right? Like I think they see the two of them maybe kind of being paired as like Dragon Lee is the guy that Ray is kind of passing the torch to, but Dom's his like bitter son / really Eddie's son.
Right.
And you've got like a next generation Eddie versus Ray thing like baked into the cake there, if they can kind of really foster that storyline. So I think it's that pairing that really is
the thing I don't like about it is that I feel like Dom should be further away from Ray than coming back all of a sudden out of nowhere to work him at Mania or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's a little too forced. And I know that, you know, Ray got hurt and he was out for a while, so they had to kind of put it on ice, but I feel like maybe they should have waited till after Mania to kind of bring them back together, because we just saw them work a one-on-one last year, which was great. And like, I don't know, it just seems a little weird. Santos, it's good to see that he's going to be on the card. He's earned it, you know.
Yeah, he deserves it.
But having Dom with that, it just feels so tacked on to me, you know. Like, Dom should have other business. He's doing this weird stuff where during the Judgment Day locker room and, you know, Andrade comes in and they've been doing this thing back and forth where they say kind of like a cold hello to each other a couple times. And all of a sudden now, not just Andrade, but now the LWO is coming into the locker room. Well, not LWO, because they're still baby faces, but Santos, you know, Escobar and his, you know, lackeys or whatever, the Angel Garza and Cocksucker Carrillo. You know, so it's weird that like there's just a lot of weird ins and outs right now with Dom. Like, almost like they don't know what they want to do with Dom after this kind of thing, which is too bad.
They have no idea, but they're going to figure it out. X-Con Dirty Don's going to go straight to the top. Ain't nobody better. Okay, in the main event of night one, which isn't really the main event, the pseudo main event, just like the pseudo world champion Seth Rollins, who is actually involved in the pseudo main event, the Bloodline, The Rock and Roman Reigns, The Final Boss, and the Tribal Chief, ladies and gents, versus the true Tribal Chief, the ultimate final boss, the American Nightmare, the Great White Hope, Cody Rhodes, and Seth
freaking Rollins. They should call him that, dude. They should fucking put that on a jacket.
I would so do it. I would call him the Great White Hope, for real, for real. Anyway, Bells, what are you thinking?
Bloodline up, right? Bloodline. Like, we got to have bloodline rules in order to have all of the chicanery that would allow for this fucking goober to ever become world champion, right? Like, there's no way in a straight up match he could ever beat the Samoan fucking deity that is Roman Reigns, with his entire tribe and the fucking, you know, his powerful Jew. He's got like a whole fucking thing. Like, there's no stopping this man under normal circumstances. But here we go. Fucking we got to create a scenario to where maybe, just maybe, you could believe that this fucking mid-card ass should be in the battle royal ass Cooper could be your world champion. And here we go.
I remember there was an episode of Law and Order SVU, and who was it? It was Ice-T, and he walked in with this dude. I forget what's his name. He passed away not too long ago. He was a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, Belzer.
With Belzer, they walked into somebody's office, and this dude asked Ice-T. He's like, "Who's this that he's got with him?" Because Ice-T was supposed to come about by himself. And he goes, "That's my Jew." I thought it was the greatest. Fantastic, Bells. Very, very good. I think we've called this match months and months and months in advance. You know, and for all of you Dave Meltzer haters, he said this was gonna be a match before everybody else, and everybody called him stupid, and then boom, here it is. You guys don't give him the credit he deserves. You shit all over him all the time when he gets something wrong. When he gets something right, you got to give him his props.
Fuck him on a normal day. Fuck him today twice. I saw some stupid shit about he like called Tony Khan to try to like iron out some chicanery with maybe Jack or Punk or whoever the fuck it was. Like, fuck Dave Meltzer. This motherfucker's never spent time in a locker room. It was also apparently in the quote, he referred to it as a dressing room. As if this is like a little girl's recital or some shit. That's fuck this motherfucker. Fuck it. Fuck everything he's ever written. Fuck everyone who's ever read it. Fuck. Fuck. Damn. Fuck.
Just I want to know how many people
grandmother
is paid for that fucking newsletter.
Nah, I never paid.
How many? Be honest.
Yeah, I've never paid. I don't even know how.
Taking money out of their pocket and giving it to that guy year after year. To read fucking hearsay and third-hand information. Be honest. If you're spending money on it, let me know.
Would I be a mark if I, of course I'll be a mark, but how bad of a mark would I be if I subscribe to WrestleNomics? Because I'm seriously thinking about it.
WrestleNomics is awesome. I know Brandon right. Thurston personally. He was a worker for years and years. He's an incredibly brilliant young mind and great guy too.
I want to bring him on.
He's not a bullshitter. Yeah.
I want to bring him on WLR. Is that cool?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. I think the guy is fantastic, and I wanna support. So I think I might do that. All right. Give us your thoughts here on the Bloodline. Did you already do that, Striz? I don't know.
Bloodline over.
Boom. So there we have it. Yeah. I think we called the entire thing up and down at the same. I don't think anybody strayed from that. All right. No. Now to the real main event, the real WrestleMania night two. And to lead off, we have Seth frickin' Rollins, the pseudo world champion, the participation trophy world champion. And it is evident by the placement of this match, it is not even main eventing the pseudo main event. So what are we thinking here? I mean, Striz called it, actually. He said it was going to open up. We don't know if this is the actual listing right. of the card, but he said it's going to open up one of the nights. That's the way you do it. You open up strong. Yep. And it's probably going to happen here. Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre for the win. Let's get that title by hook or by crook. I don't care how it happens as long as Drew gets it. Bells, what's up?
I'm going to go. I'm going to pull a crazy one off the board here. We've talked about Drew going over for weeks, if not months at this point. I'm going to say Seth goes over here. I'm going to find Seth finds a way to win this match. Maybe Punk, who's going to be on commentary, distracts Drew to build that heat. And then at like WrestleMania Backlash, Drew goes over, Seth goes away. I just think like the parallels with Seth and Roman both like carrying these titles in, both of them losing, both of them kind of going away for a while. It's like almost like too much. You want to like offset that a little bit. And if Seth is physically capable of going, you know, another month of TV, which I'm sure at this point he's been fucking injured for what seems like years and has been pushing through it. Like, what's another month? You let him do that. And it makes the next, you know, the follow-up pay-per-view at least somewhat compelling. It gives us a little bit something to talk about. So I will say Seth somehow finds a way, probably via Punk, to pull it out. And that, by the way, sets up WrestleMania Backlash, Drew versus Seth, CM Punk in a fucking shark cage. You're welcome.
There you go. Striz, what's up? That was horrible.
I do think Drew gets the belt. I do think Seth goes away. I don't think it's hard to since Seth and Roman are on separate shows to cover up those segments that they were in with new talent. There's lots of guys that need to shine. And I don't think anybody's going to really miss Seth that much. He was just a musical entrance that people did out of habit. Yeah. I mean, what you're saying, he does have some cred to it, but I don't think it would be too big of a challenge to fill that hole with something just a little newer. And those segments can then be taken by Drew and whoever else they want to maybe start trying to get some motive, you know, some, you know, a push behind. So, you know, I'm going to go with Drew on that one. And it's pretty easy. Like Seth gets hurt on night one, comes in on night two, selling whatever that was on night one.
Right,
Drew
right.
takes advantage of that because he's a opportunistic heel and, you know, gets the win.
Yeah, well, that's another real quick, just to slide in. It's another reason why I think it is plausible that Seth somehow pulls it out, because otherwise Seth is going to be on his back looking up at the lights in two consecutive WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's okay though, because think of how many years he's been over on top and had the belt nine times and walked in during, Roman versus Lesnar and walked out with the belt and had all those years of being like the guy. You know, it's time for him to fucking pay some of that back.
And Cody takes the pin night one.
It's not going to happen. Yeah, he has to. Yeah, he's got to.
Cody's taking the pin. Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. So far, Striz and I are eye to eye here, locked in with the predictions, tapping into the Akashic Records, looking at the crystal ball, Palantir, figuring the whole thing out. Bells has gone in a different direction, fucking everything up as he typically does. And he is after all, right? Naming himself after The Rock, who fucked up everything else in that case. But we're still there, Stridge. We're still going strong.
Right,
okay. So Io Sky versus Bayley. I think Bayley wins here. I don't care. Also, we need to figure out if Damian Priest is cashing in at WrestleMania. Let's go to that real quick. Is he cashing in? And is he cashing in, if he does, against who? Bells, real quick.
Yes, Cody, because why not?
Striz, what's up?
He's cashing in, but it'll be before Mania. It's going to be a Stand and Deliver against Ilya Dragunov and Tony D at the end of their match. And he's going to walk out of there with the NXT championship.
That'd be dope if they did that. That'd be very cool. I don't know what they're going to do, but I'd love the Striz scenario more than any other scenario. If he cashes in against Drew, Drew should beat him. If he cashes in against Cody, Cody should beat him. If he cashes in against Roman, Roman should beat him. Definitely. You know, so the best way to go about it is NXT. And he cashes in on Dragunov and he rules NXT for a bit. So Io Sky versus Bayley, I'm taking Bayley, and I don't care about this match. I love Io Sky.
I gotta go back to this Cody thing. Like, all right, Cody wins this title. He ends the story. Yay! Everybody's clapping. Everybody's happy. Me and you both, right? Like, neither of us are happy, but most of the marks are happy. Like, what's the next month? 3 months, 6 months. Oh, yay, he won. Oh, yeah, he's going to feud with fucking Big Show or whoever the fuck they could dig up out of the fucking nowhere to, like, you know, be like a run over fucking heel for him. Oh, wow. Like, there has to be a compelling twist. Like, give me a goddamn Shyamalan fucking ending to WrestleMania where, yes, he finishes the story. Yes, it's great. Like, he got to the top of the mountain and then gets immediately plucked off the top of it by some fucking dweeb who also doesn't deserve to be anywhere near a world title, but that's neither here nor there. It gives him a heel to face because The Rock's not going to be around every week. It at least sets up the next couple of months of story, and Cody can come back and win it again and hold it for a little while. We can all see what that looks like. Spoiler alert, it's not going to be all that great, but you know, it is what it is. We can all learn together. But just remember, the Andrew Bello told you so.
Damn, night two looks like shit, man. Holy crap. Is it only six matches on night two?
See, this is what I'm saying. This could be a four-hour, one-night event. This is bullshit.
I don't want to see any of this shit. I mean, besides Seth and McIntyre, I'm not interested in any of this. You know, I mean, Roman and Cody, we already know what's going to happen there, and they've kind of ruined that.
Are they calling those dudes the Pride now?
First off, that might be borderline racist. And second, this is a horrible, horrible faction. Like, what the hell? But anyway, let's go back to Io Sky and Bayley. Can you pick, sir? Pick one of those two.
The Pride?
Hmm? I don't.
I'm sorry. I can't unsee.
We were watching the Lion
Bayley, King. Bayley wins, and we're going to find out whether or not my television can withstand a spoon. That's what's going to happen.
Striz, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm going with Bayley.
Everybody's going with Bayley. All right, we'll do that. Do you remember Bells when we were sitting in the lap of luxury over at the Barclays Center?
We were.
When Io Sky was wrestling your homegirl Shayna Baszler.
Yeah.
And Io Sky won. Do you remember that? And I was losing my mind. And then I went and picked her up afterwards, and we went out to go get something to eat, and we left your punk ass behind. You were standing outside in the rain. Saying, Billy Ray, you're going to drive me home. I'm like, I'm busy. I'm busy, clearly.
Yeah, he was busy picking up Shayna Baszler. It was gross, folks.
I don't know
what he was thinking.
Okay. LA Knight versus AJ Styles. Both of them have initials for first names. Incredible. LA Knight will win this match. I'm not interested. I love both of these guys. I'm glad they're getting paid, but I don't care. LA Knight's going to win, in my opinion. I don't see why AJ Styles would win. Bells, give me a pick.
Yeah, I think it's LA Knight's going to win. I think it's a travesty. I think everybody jumped on this LA Knight train. Like, looks, I like Eli Drake. I like LA Knight. But, like, you know, now we've got real mic workers here now. We've got CM Punk. We've got The Rock. You know, like, we've got Drew McIntyre, who's, like, fucking been more interesting than anything LA Knight's done in the last year, in the last month of his career. So, like, you know, it's... Yeah, not all that interesting. They should have struck while the iron was hot. They were too busy selling this Cody story. They were too busy, you know, fucking dealing with cross-dressing Seth Rollins. And this is all things that could have been remedied by, like, LA Knight winning that title a few months ago. And now AJ Styles got to do jobs to this fucking guy, where he could maybe hypothetically be a viable contender to any of these world titles, because he's, you know, one of the greatest to ever lace up a pair of boots.
All right. What's up, Striz?
Yeah, this is the TNA portion of the WrestleMania weekend. Maybe they'll have Jordan Grace come back and be a guest referee for the match. It'll probably be LA Knight going up. I really don't care about this match, unfortunately, because they're both really good. But there's just no juice in this, you know what I mean? There's lots of juice, but there's no heat. They both look fantastic, but they purposely cooled LA Knight down because he was just getting way too over, and he was getting... bigger chance than Cody, and you can't do that when you're going into Mania. You need your top face when you have you made your decision on your program, be the top face, and LA Knight was killing it. So they had him do a job to Roman with the hopes of maybe he'd slip over and be the guy, but he, you know, there was no attempt of that happening with him, with Roman getting so close to, like, Hulk Hogan's, like, you know, record of how long he's had the championship and whatever. But they definitely made a conscious effort to cool him off. LA Knight is after that, and especially with The Rock coming back and everybody always comparing LA Knight to The Rock, they figure, well, we have the actual Rock. We don't really need LA Knight to do a fairly good version of that when we have the real deal. So they just put him on the back burner, and now he's working AJ Styles in a match that doesn't really matter. But, you know, hey, it's a payday.
He did a great Stone Cold Steve Austin impression on Monday night. Sounded so much like Stone Cold LA Knight did. He's still fantastic. And you were right. He was hot, man. They should have maintained that. Even if he overtook Cody, they should have just maintained it and went with it. But I get it. I understand. They want to protect their investment. It was a lot invested in Cody Rhodes. Let's see if it pays off. I mean, it already has, but let's see if
Could have gone further over Gunther. Like, that would have been, you know.
Yeah.
I'd have been all for it.
The good thing about that is people would think that LA Knight stands a chance, whereas with the Sammy thing, it just doesn't seem right.
Right.
Yeah.
Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens for the United States Championship. This should be a good match. I'm just not at all interested. Bells, one, are you interested? Two, who wins? I think, shit, this one's tough. I think it's either Kevin Owens or Logan Paul. I'm gonna say... Shit, I don't know, bro. I don't know who wins this.
I'm going to say Logan Paul retains. I think that's wrong, though. Don't put your 401k on that one. Tell him, Bells.
Yeah. I'm inclined to think Logan Paul wins as well, although I'm going to go with Kevin. Kevin, you know, obviously he's kind of fallen off the ladder a little bit after like main eventing night one of WrestleMania last year with Stone Cold, or and 2 years ago with the tag team at the Bloodline, or maybe I got those backwards, whatever.
Yeah, same thing though.
Neither here nor there. Yeah. You know, now he's in this fucking three-way match that was kind of like pulled together in a fucking press conference in Australia, right? Like that's kind of how this match came to be. I don't think Randy needs, wants, or will win this title. So yeah, it's either Logan or KO. I think you just give it the KO just for the sake of, you know, motherfucker puts in good work. He's out here doing things. Like, Logan doesn't need it at this point. Frankly, Logan Paul should be elevated into the world title scene. As much as I don't want to see Cody Rhodes be our babyface, you know, John Cena-esque champion, Cody Rhodes holding that title going into a feud against Logan Paul, probably not the worst fucking thing they could book. Like, even is it a main event for WrestleMania or SummerSlam? Like, right now, maybe not, but shit, they got 20 other PLEs they got to fucking fill main events for. Like, let's do it.
All right, Stritz, what's up?
CIA operative and deep state member Logan Paul will be retaining his title.
There you have it. Nothing left to be said after that.
He's the Kevin Hart of professional wrestling.
We're all in lockstep on that one. Okay, now the Pride. This shouldn't even be on the card. Who cares about this?
No, there's literally no point of having this. Could have been SmackDown the night before.
Right. Who the hell cares? Like, I mean, I could have thought of something else. Like, I mean, all right. And the street profits, it's a travesty that they've been put in this position.
Same with Bobby, man. Bobby's over as fuck. When he comes to the crowd, they still chant for him and they still love him. And I love Bobby. Yeah. And I hate to see him so buried like this with this shit fucking match at Mania. 2 years ago, he's retaining against Drew in the rain in the opener of Mania. First one back for COVID. And he's over as fuck. And my whole section was going nuts for Bobby Lashley. And here he is completely buried.
Now, I would have been more interested in Bobby Lashley versus Gunther or Bobby Lashley versus Logan Paul. I'd have been more interested in those matches than having him here.
This is garbage.
Right. I totally agree. I don't even know who B-Fab is. She just kind of showed up. I don't know. I don't know who she is. And the final testament, Karrion Kross, God bless you. God, you're doing all right in life with Scarlett and you're in WrestleMania. You know, good for you. But damn it, man. Could I not see you on my television and not care? Like, I mean, because it's just like almost as bad as the guys in DIY at this point. Like, just go away. I'm sorry, Curry. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I was just going to say that.
I'm sure he's a swell guy.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Something's not clicking and it ain't happening.
Right. They need to do something about it. Maybe, I mean, the guy is a big dude. Maybe they can rehabilitate him, but Jesus. And then these other guys got. I am just not interested in any of this. Paul Ellering in WrestleMania 40 is going to be dope. Good for him. That's about the best thing I can say about this. If Bobby Lashley and crew don't win this match, we should riot. Like, I mean, they already put them in this crappy position in a crappy match. You can at least give them the W here, is all I'm saying. Bells, what's up?
Yeah, I'd like to just see Bobby Lashley lay waste to everybody, including the Street Profits, Paul Ellering, and Scarlett Bordeaux. Like, let's let him go completely out of his mind. It might make this segment interesting. This is giving off fucking Los Barinquas versus DOA vibes. Like, this is about as fucking much of a fucking second card on match on a card match as there is. I don't really know who the baby faces are here. I don't know who the heels are here. I do know that this match features, like, you know, the Street Profits and AOP tag teams that I held in some regard at one point. And if you had told me that we're going to pair those respective tag teams with Bobby Lashley and fucking Karrion Kross, probably would have told you, like, oh, wow, that sounds like an excellent program. And yet here we are. That is not what I'm saying. I don't believe that that's the case here. And I'm a little confused as to, again, how all this came about. Sure. Like, Bobby Lashley better get the pin. I don't see any other reasonable outcome here. Maybe this final testament thing can like adopt whatever elements of the Judgment Day are left over, and they can like, I don't know, just be a big mod podge of like misfit toys.
This guy in the chat says, when did AOP come back? I thought that was hilarious. Yeah,
for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 2 months ago, out of nowhere for no particular reason.
Right, like, what the hell? Mike Simmons says hit row. I don't know why he said that for somebody. It's
that's funny. Where B-Fab came from.
Oh.
Top Dollar and Ashante Lee Adonis.
No.
And idea. At one time, Swerve Strickland.
No idea. Swerve. Swerve did the right thing. He's one of the only things. Yeah, he's one of the only things AEW's doing right over there.
Yeah, yeah. That's only by accident.
But yeah, but it's working.
Because don't forget they had him tagging with Keith Lee for a minute. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Jesus Christ. He got over in spite of all that shit. Okay. So the main event of the evening, the true main event, the only main event. If you main evented night one of WrestleMania, you really didn't main event WrestleMania. Sasha Banks never main evented WrestleMania. It never freaking happened. She main evented night one of WrestleMania. Okay. The Usos and Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, they never main evented WrestleMania. They main evented night one of WrestleMania. It's the intermission. It's the consolation prize. It's the pseudo main event. This right here is the real main event for the second year in a row. Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. The biggest match in professional wrestling right now, right? Who's going to win this? It's about time. I've been waiting for this for 2 years for the story to come to an end, and it's going to come to an end at WrestleMania 40. Cody Rhodes will win the WWE title. He will walk out. He will not get cashed in on, all right? He will cut a good promo on Monday Night Raw, and after that, all bets are off, okay? All bets are off. I will be highly critical of the guy moving forward. Right now, I just want to see him win this title. I want to see him beat Roman Reigns. And let me tell you a couple of things before we move on here. All right. This is going to be a circus match. It's going to be full of gimmicks. It's going to be all over the place. And it shouldn't have been this way. It should have been a straight up one-on-one match. Right. And Cody should have won clean, but it's not going to happen. And that is because of The Rock. Of the guy that stole the final boss moniker from some girl in NXT. That's what's going to happen. Anyway, Cody Rhodes wins. Bells, what's up? You better not screw this up. The people want to know. It's a lot of money riding on this. Cody Nation, ladies and gentlemen, we're going straight to the top. We're going to be millionaires. Tell them what's up, Bells.
You're right. This is not going to just be a straight up one-on-one match where Cody goes over, and that is going to be because of The Rock, and that's going to be because in wrestling there is more than one royal family, but the Samoan family happens to sit at the head of the table these days. And I believe that is going to remain the case. Listen, Cody might have taken the main event away from Rock for this year. We're going to teach him. The board member himself has pulled all the strings. It's going to be Rock over on Saturday. It's going to be Roman over on Sunday. And we're going to do a Rock Cena-esque year-long fucking Taz Sabu build all the way to the head of the table match at WrestleMania 41 for all the marbles. Rock, Roman, like it should have been this year. And yeah, the Cody crybabies are gonna dehydrate from all of the tears they're gonna shed, and I'm here for it. I'm, by the way, currently trying to track down my Roman Reigns T-shirt. I may have sent it to one of the Marklars that loves the Clark bars, but I need it back. If not, I gotta go find one. But either way, I am on Team Roman. I'm acknowledging the Tribal Chief and my Thunder Buddy. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Nice, nice. Hey, listen, he can make it fireworks just by raising up his thumbs. I do that shit right now. It's like total done. Hey, I'm there you go again. Boom, boom. Look at that.
I won't do it now.
Another one. Triple threat. yeah, man. And I gotta say, Roman Reigns has been fantastic. And I used to be so critical of Roman Reigns. and I was right to be critical of him. I left onewrestling.com as a result of being critical of Roman Reigns, because I was overly critical of Roman Reigns, you know. But it was justified, and he finally came around. He does a natural promo almost now. It's good. I like it. You know, I don't feel like it's super forced. Like, you know, it's a good deal, man. He's done his thing. He's made it to the level. It's time to pass off the belt and actually defend it. All right, Striz, who's winning the belt and how's it going down?
It's going to be Cody's night. Yeah. It would be great if it wasn't. And I would laugh at people's tears. Just like right. I did last year.
Yes, like you did last year.
I have to say, if they have the balls to keep the belt on Roman, I would have so much respect for that.
Glorious.
And it would be just tremendous. And then it would just be like the best wrestling chef's kiss that's ever happened. Just because this just would not be what's typical. And, you know, I do think it'll be Cody's night, but, you know, like you said, the bloom's going to be off that rose really fast.
Real
I hope
quick,
they have
man.
A good couple of programs for that kid ready to go. He can't promo his way all the way to SummerSlam. He's going to have to do some defenses. And
so what do you want to talk about?
It's the worst. It's just the worst. Way too workshopped and just terrible. But, you know, a lot of fans are going to get what they've been hoping for since last year, and hopefully they get something out of it. I'm just the guy that watches wrestling just like you guys. You know, I just want to be entertaining. And if he happens to be the guy that's on top for a while, so be it. But entertain me. Don't be a dull champion. Nothing worse than that. I mean, we saw Diesel be champion for a whole year, and that was a snooze fest. It was terrible.
Oh, God.
And, you know, I think it'll be a lot better than that. But, you know, like I said, if they kept it on Roman, it'd be just the greatest. But, you know, it'll be Cody's time.
It's going to be Cody's time. I think we can all agree. Striz and I went up and down the card 100%. Calling it for all you people out there that want to, you know, that have that money under the mattress, right? That money that you found down the corner that the crackhead left in a bag and you picked it up. Now's the time. Now's the time to go to Vegas. That money that you won from the scratch off ticket that your grandma got you back in the day, those $1,000. Now's the time. Go down to Vegas right now. You go do it. And see what Striz and BRV laid out for you. I would say the same for Bells, but well, Bells went south. You want to listen to Bells? That's on you. You want to lose money? That's on you.
You know what it is? I'm very much distracted by my lack of Tiffy time. That's really what's doing it here.
Yeah, I'd love to know what happened there.
You want to be a billionaire, like Colin Wysong?
So fucking bad.
Like Colin Wysong, ladies and gentlemen, we all want to be that. But you know what? We can't all make it there, but for all of you, you're still incredibly sexy. WLR, ladies and gentlemen, the 1111 boys, the Andrew Bello. Check this. What's up with you? What's up, Bell?
You can find me on
I can
the
catch your punk ass down the road. That's where I can find you. I can find your punk ass down the road and being wrong about stuff. X. Tell them
Yeah. You can find me on the X. There we go. Yeah, you got me all off kilter, you son of a bitch. You can find me on the X at The Andrew Bello. That's T-H to the E-A-N to the D-R-E-W-B-E-L-L-O. And by the way, I got the smoke for everybody. Find me on YouTube. My Like That remix is coming out in the not-too-distant future, the future and Metro song that's blowing up the hip-hop radio airwaves these days. We'll get the Andrew Bello treatment in, pretty soon. We're almost there.
Fantastic. Striz. Tell the people where they can find you, sir.
Oh, they can find me on the X at StranglerSteve _. And I'll be sharing my Mania trip picks on the X. So if you will feel like seeing where I'm at, just go there and I'll be posting all that kind of fun stuff.
Sounds fantastic. My name is Billy Ray Valentine, Billy the Kid, Mecca G. Cody Loads, and we're going all the way to Mania, baby. We've been waiting for this for quite some time, Hooper. They called us crazy, Hooper. They called us those crazy kids that sat in the corner that nobody wanted to touch, nobody wanted to hang with, because we had some crazy idea that Cody Rhodes was going to win at WrestleMania 40. And as time went on, Hooper and myself, we built a nation, not a state, not a city, not a town, but a nation, a proud nation of Cody supporters that we were going to go all the way to the promised land and bring back the WWE title to Mama Rhodes. And that's what we intend to do at WrestleMania 40 Sunday night, the real main event, the real head of the table, the real tribal chief, the great white hope, Cody Rhodes, will win the WWE title, completing the story, closing the book, and we'll see what happens after that. Hooper, what's up? Colin, what's up? We're going. We're going to be billionaires several times over.
I hate him. Q-tip looking motherfucker. Hate him. Q-tip?
Oh.
Not like Q-tip. Like, yeah, no. Not like the talented one. Like, no, the one that you stick in your ear and discard excess wax and then throw it out. Because that's where it belongs. In the trash, like Cody Rhodes.
Basura. We're getting up out of here. Striz, tell him what's up.
Like big kitties.
That's right.
He does. Enjoy your mania, kids.
Promotional consideration paid for by the public.
Stetson cologne, easy to wear, hard.